Unit 18. Giants. Giants are defined in legends as people who are taller and stronger than normal men. Famous giants include the giant who chased Jack down the beanstalk in the children's story, as well as Goliath, who fought with David in the account from the Bible. Biblical historians say that Goliath was in fact real. Goliath was said to be 274 centimeters or 9 feet tall, and supposedly he could spread his arms 290 centimeters or 9.5 feet wide. However, an early Greek translation of the Old Testament says that Goliath was only 183 centimeters or 6 feet tall, with an arm span of around 213 centimeters or 7 feet. These measurements seem much easier to swallow according to what we now know of human growth and anatomy. There have been proven cases in history of people who have grown to unnatural sizes. However, true giants in history are few and far between. Many of the cases must be viewed with some doubt because people, and even doctors, have been known to exaggerate from time to time. Nonetheless, some people do indeed grow to be giants. A small gland in the brain is responsible for producing the growth hormone in children. Sometimes this gland gives off too much of the hormone, and children grow uncontrollably larger than normal. Robert Wadlow is one proven case of a true giant. Mr. Wadlow was born on February 22, 1918, in a small town in Illinois, part of the Midwestern United States. When Mr. Wadlow was 2 years old, he had an operation, after which his incredible growth began. By the time he was 13 years old, Mr. Wadlow was 218 centimeters, 7 feet 2 inches tall, much taller than his fellow classmates at school. At 17 years old, he was just over 244 centimeters, or 8 feet. At the time of his death on July 15, 1940, Mr. Wadlow was measured to be 272 centimeters, or 8 feet 11 inches tall, with a shoe size of 37 AA, that is 47 centimeters, or 18.5 inches, and his hands measured 32 centimeters, or 12.75 inches, from his wrist to the tip of his middle finger. The coffin in which Mr. Wadlow was buried had to be specially made and measured 328 centimeters, or 10 feet 9 inches in length. The tallest woman in the world lived in China. This was Zheng Jinlian of Yujiang Village, Hunan Province in central China. She was born on June 26, 1964, and died at the early age of 18. All through her life, Ms. Zheng suffered from scoliosis, a condition where a person's backbone is curved and could not stand up straight. She began her abnormal growth when she was only 4 months old, and she grew to a height of 152 centimeters or 5 feet before her fourth birthday. By the time of her death, Ms. Zheng reached a total height of 249 centimeters or 8 feet 2 inches if she were measured standing straight up. Her hands were 25 centimeters or 10 inches long, and her feet were 36 centimeters or 14 inches long. In comparison, her parents and her brother were all of average size. People who grow to these unnaturally large sizes face various physical problems from their condition. The hormone which stimulates the natural growth of these people makes their bones grow at a faster rate during childhood, but the hormone does not give any added muscle growth. Therefore, true giants are not very strong. Also, their bodies cannot fight diseases as easily as other people. It is possible for children who suffer from conditions of abnormal growth to receive medical treatment through surgery or radiation treatment. However, these treatments have not had very high success rates in the past.